15, but Matthew 25 in this story, and this is probably, I would say, perhaps one of the most difficult that I have had to speak on, because it can depend on your theology. It can depend on how you look at this passage, how you see this passage for yourself. But I've chosen one track to go down because I have to, because I'm standing here. So we'll take it from there. But it extends from Matthew 24. Matthew 24, Jesus is outside the temple with his disciples. They're admiring the temple. Jesus is saying, look, there's not one stone going to be left standing upon another. And the disciples says, when are these things going to be? So he starts to expound to them in chapter 24 when these things are going to be. And then he starts to relate to them, his disciples, about the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? And it's through a series of parables. And this is just another one of those parables. But the title you'll see in the front pages there, the message, the stories that Jesus told, what are we doing with what we have been given? Oops. What are we doing with what we have been given? Let's read it and see what God says to us. From verse 13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. You see, Jesus is coming back again, folks, but he's not coming back as gentle Jesus, meek and mild, in a manger, as a baby. He's coming back as a warrior. He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And in the book of Revelation, it says he's in this white charger, this white horse. His vesture is dipped in blood, and he's coming back to take what is rightfully his. What are we doing with what we've been given? For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called the people of the earth, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to the people of the earth. No. He delivered his goods to his own servants. He delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. Of course, he had more than 3 servants. This is figurative. He gave 5 talents to one, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I've gained 2 more talents besides them. The Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, what are we doing with what God has given us? Well, using the other parables as well, we can safely assume that this man who has gone on a journey is Jesus himself, and it's his kingdom, the kingdom of God, that he is speaking about, the kingdom of heaven. So we can put that one to rest. But the story is about the second coming of Jesus, because that's in sequence with all the other parables at the moment from 24 onwards. It's speaking about Jesus being the one who goes and comes back. Speaking about full salvation. We're speaking to believers. Jesus is speaking to his own servants. So we need to see what God is saying. And if you're not a believer, you need to listen, because there's a place for you, and it isn't in God's kingdom if you don't believe in his Son. Talents. What are the talents? The suggestion from the story is that the talents that he is given as he leaves to go on his journey is money, because they invest it, and when he comes back he said, at least you could have put the talent into the bank and I would have gained some interest. But in the Bible, talents are a weight. They're not money. So I could get a talent of gold, I could get a talent of silver, I could have a talent of grain. The weight is the same, the value and the size would be totally, the volume would be totally different. And it's interesting that God, or Jesus in the story here, didn't give 5 talents to someone who didn't have the ability to use them. He didn't give 2 talents to someone who had a 5-talent ability or a 1-talent ability. So the talent is a weight, although the inference and the reference here is finance. It's a parable. It's not working for your salvation, because we can't work for our salvation. You get people who are hyperactive and good at what they do, working hard for their salvation. And then you get someone who's born and they never get out of their beds because of illness or whatever. How can they work for the salvation? So we know that this isn't working to be saved, because we can't work. We can never please God through our works. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's God's gift through grace. Talents. I find it hard to think that these talents can be natural abilities. Beatles, to use some form of example, Beatles, talented musicians. But they worshipped one who was the greatest witch, the greatest wizard that this country had devised for many years, Aleister Crowley. Others can be good accountants, can be good lawyers, you can be good at anything, have a natural ability, but in the end, you're not serving God with it. You're a million miles away from God. Just look out into the streets in Aberdeen. So the talents that they're speaking about here isn't something that you have of yourself. It says that he called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. What has he given us? We've all been given a talent. Some of us more than others. Remember, talent is a weight. The volume can be different. The size can be different. But in God's balances, a talent is a talent, whatever the substance, whatever the issue is, it's the same. I'm going on the premise this afternoon that the talent that God gives us are for Him and Him alone. It's not for us to gain any personal glory. It's not for us to use to our own advantage. What God gives us is for Him. He's coming back and He's going to challenge His servants here. And what have you done? Now, the servants. There's no reference here that the master's leaving. He leaves his talents with his own servants. Nothing to say to them, I want you to invest what I've given you. The one with the five and the one with the two did that. How would they know to do that and not just look after the master's property? Well, you see, if you're a servant and you've been around your master any length of time, you know what he's like. And they had been with their master. They had seen how he worked, how he invested, how he gained, what he did to gain. But as Christians, isn't that what we are called to do? We see our Lord Jesus Christ and we are called to follow Him. He says, I can't do anything of myself. All I do is what I see my Father doing. And then He expects us to do exactly what He has done, to be His follower. So He's given us talents. How has He told us to invest them? Has He told us to invest them? In the story He has, how can we do it? How can we invest what God has given us? Well, I believe that these talents are talents for ministry. Talents for the kingdom. Talents to expand and increase the kingdom. One of the things that the two, one with the five and the one with the two talents had, they had a chance of risking the whole lot and losing what they'd been given. Nothing wrong with that. You can invest in God's kingdom. I've prayed for people who have asked me to pray for their healing. In fact, for about 15 years, I was part of a layman's organisation that was, we had meetings in a hotel once a month, and just about every meeting someone wanted prayer for healing or whatever. And I realise and I say to people, I didn't make you sick. I can't make you better. I know someone who can. Let's pray. It's as simple as that. There's a risk involved. What's the risk involved? The person doesn't get healed. That's nothing to do with me. You ask me to pray, I'll pray for you. Who does the healing? It's not me. It's Jesus that does the healing. There's a risk involved. What is the risk? I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what's yours. I knew you were a hard man, reaping where you've not sown and gathering where you've not scattered seed. This servant didn't know his master, hadn't been with him, hadn't spent time with him, had the wrong concept of his master. It's lazy and wicked. How does that relate to us? Laziness becomes wickedness. Why? Is it maybe because if someone comes up to you and says, would you pray for me to get healed, please? Risk, reputation, pride. Do we witness to people at work? Do we witness where we go out into the streets, into the highways and the byways? Do we witness? Well, I lead a good life. People can see that. Well, Muslims, by and large, lead a good life. Hindus. That's what they said about a lot of people that have been so far from God. I lead a good life. I worked with a man who wasn't a Christian, and I'll tell you, in some of his works, he outshone the Christians that were at work with his good works, but he was far from God, far from him. So what do we do? God's given us a talent. One talent that we all share is the end of Matthew 28:18. Jesus came and spoke to them. This is after his resurrection. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, his servants, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. He's given each and every one of us a talent to expand the kingdom of God. What are we doing with our talent? Lord, you gave me this one talent to speak to my neighbor and they became a Christian. I tried the rest. See, God gives us golden moments to witness to people. And when the golden moments come, if you're not experiencing, Dominic speaks about this on a Sunday night, but the golden moments come, the opportunity comes to witness to someone. And you're thinking, oh, I could tell him so and so and so and so. And the conversation has moved on. The moment's gone. But it's registered up here. So days, weeks, moments later, another opportunity arises and I'm going to be quicker the next time. And then gradually you develop the skill of being able to witness of how Jesus has affected your life that could encourage this person that doesn't know Jesus. You're using that talent. See, if you get a talent, you have to develop it. Talents I don't have is the gift of helps. After you've all gone, I'll see John and I'll see Stan and they're shifting chairs and they're out with the Hoover and I'm still speaking to somebody. A just, it's all happening round about me. I'm just not there. Money. Don't ask me to be a treasurer. It's just not there. But I know where I have gifts. And I read about it and I develop the gifts that I know God has given me. And we all have that responsibility to develop what God has given you. And if Jesus isn't in your life today, friends, let me read it again. You be cast into that place of outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus hasn't changed his mind. If you are not a Christian today, friends, think seriously of your condition, because you know not the time nor the hour when it's all over. The last breath from your body is gone. Let's pray.